Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 77. Psalm 77. And let's look at verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders, that hath declared thy strength among the people. Now verse 15 is going to be our text. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob, and Joseph. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. Infinite mercy. His child, and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty. I was just enjoying that song while we were singing it. And I thought, I wonder who wrote this song. Guess who it was? Fanny Crosby. I love that woman. Stricken with blindness, she said, I know I will see in his beauty. I know I will. Just like Job. I know with these eyes I'm going to see the Lord. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. I want us to think on the subject of redemption this morning. The redemption of God's chosen people. Our redemption. The subject matter of eternity. That is the subject matter of eternity. It strikes me that in the book of the Revelation, when it talks about God's people eternally crying out to him in thankfulness and praise, it strikes me that it does not say. And if you really think about what I'm about to say here, we can understand why it could say this. But it strikes me that it does not say, we give thee great thanks because we finally fulfilled the law. It does not say, we give glory and honor to the fact that we finally attained in the flesh what is satisfactory to you. Doesn't say that. Over and over again, it says this will be the theme of glory. For all eternity, we will cry, thou art worthy. For thou wast slain and redeemed us to God by thy blood. Now unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. That's the issue. That is the theme. That is the subject matter right now, and it will be for all eternity. That subject matter will not change ever. Never. Many years ago, a man said to his pastor at that time, and this pastor was very strong on the truth and the gospel of Christ crucified, but this man was not satisfied with that. And I was there. I heard this with my own two ears. This man said to his pastor, "There is more to this than how sinners are justified before God." There is more to this than redemption in the blood of Jesus Christ. He said we need to be delving off into some of these other things, like man's responsibility. I was much younger than I am now, but even back then, I listened to that and I thought, what a fool. What a fool. Go stand before the judgment throne of God and say, there are some other things I want to plead. There are some other things that I want to add to the finished work of Christ. See how that goes. See how that goes. That pastor responded to that man by saying, "I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Redeemed. Oh, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. Would you like to dwell on that for a while? Just think about the word infinite. Infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. I want us to go through some scriptures and establish everything that we just said. I want us to have a full scope overview of redemption. And what I mean by that is with what limited capacity of it I have, and what limited time we have, I want us to see as much as we can of this subject of redemption. Verse 15 right here says, "Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph." That tells us who did it. Thou. That tells us how successful he was in doing it. Hast. Thou hast. That tells us how he did it. With thine arm. That tells us who he did it for. Thy people. And that tells us what they were and what they were redeemed from. The sons of Jacob and Joseph. Sinners redeemed from their sin. Sinners redeemed from their sin. That's how we can know that he did this for us. God has a people. He did it for his people. Call his name Jesus. He'll save his people from their sin. That's how we can know we're one of them. He did this for sinners. Sinners. Jacob is a picture of us. Joseph is a picture of Christ. Sinners redeemed from their sin. Let's prove this through the Word. Who did this? Turn with me to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 verse 1 says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee." Who is the Lord that created us? Who is the creator of all things? Who is the creator of all things? John chapter 1 says it's Jesus Christ. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Colossians chapter 1 says, by Him, by Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. That's the message. That's the word of the Spirit to the heart of one of God's own when He calls that child to Himself. I have redeemed thee. I'm calling you. Me? Yes, you. You're mine. Well, don't I have to make a decision? No, you're mine. Well, what if I reject you? You can't. You're mine. I bought you. I own you. You're mine. Who did this? The Lord did this. It's the Lord. Verse 14 right here says, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Who is the Holy One of Israel? When those devils said, we know who you are, the Holy One of Israel, who were they talking to? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I love His name. Sweetest name I know. Jesus Christ. Look at Isaiah 44. Verse 23, Isaiah 44:23. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified Himself in Israel. The Lord hath done it. The Lord hath done it. You know, that is the message. That's the message. What are we here to hear? The Lord hath done it. That's the gospel. That's the truth. The Lord has done it. The Lord Jesus Christ, He redeemed Jacob. And in the process of doing that, He glorified Himself in Israel. That's one of my favorite 150,000 verses. If any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. The Lord redeemed me. From what? What did He redeem me from? Look at verse 22. Isaiah 44, verse 22. He said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. What does He mean, blotted out? That's when they used to take hyssop and dip it in the blood of the sacrifice. I've blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Redeemed, redeemed. From what? Redeemed from sin. Redeemed from sin. How can I know if He did this for me? How can I know if I'm included in this? Well, are you a sinner? There's going to be a yes or no answer. And incredibly, some people won't say yes. I'm a sinner. Are you a sinner? Are you a great sinner in need of great mercy and redemption in the blood of Jesus Christ? Yes! Well, then verse 22, He is saying to you, I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud your sins. Return unto me, for I've redeemed thee. Psalm 136, verse 24 says, He redeemed us from our enemies. Do you know what our greatest enemy is? Our sin. I'm my own greatest enemy. My greatest enemy is the sin that lives right inside of me. I can deal with other people a lot better than I can deal with myself. He, Christ, redeemed us from our sin and the effects of our sin and the result of our sin. In Hosea 13, verse 14, he said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Psalm 103 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Our Lord Jesus Christ redeemed his people from their sin, from the grave of death, and from eternal destruction. He paid the price to set them free. That's what redeemed means. It means paying the price in full. Christ paid the price in full, in its fullness. Well, how much do I owe? Nothing. He paid the price in full. Well, did we go in halves on it? No. He paid the price in full. Well, can I at least give a tip? No. He paid the price in full. He paid the price in full. What did he pay it with? What was the price? Look at Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52, verse 1, it says, Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, You have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. He said, the price is going to be paid, but it's not going to be paid with money. Peter said, You know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. By his own ability, by his own strength, and perfection and spotlessness and holiness and value and worth. Christ gave himself for the redemption of his people. He gave himself. He gave his body. He gave his blood. He gave his back to the smiters. He gave his head to the thorns. His body was broken. His body was broken. His blood was poured out. Look at verse 14, Isaiah 52, verse 14. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Why? Because that was the price that had to be paid for sin against God. God's chosen people couldn't pay it. Could not pay it. So Christ came and he paid it for them. Look at chapter 53, verse 4. It says, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Verse 5 says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Verse 7 says, he was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He was stricken. He was cut off. Verse 9 says, he died. Verse 10 says, it pleased the Lord to do all that to him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him for the redemption of his people. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? By being made a curse for us. I wish people knew that. I wish people knew that and could understand what that meant. How did he redeem us? By being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That was the price of our redemption. His curse. He was made sin so we could be made the righteousness of God in him. By one sacrifice of himself, he once entered into the holy place with his own blood. And by the offering of his own blood, once, he obtained eternal redemption for us. Eternal redemption for every soul that the Father placed in him. Every soul that the Father gave him to make that payment for. And now because of that, because the payment is made and the redemption of God's people is finished. It is finished. It's paid in full. It is paid. And because of that, turn with me to Isaiah 62. I can't wait to read this to you. Isaiah 62, because it's finished, redemption is made, the price is paid in full for all of God's people. Isaiah 62 verse 10 says, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. You see that? Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. That's God's people. Lift up a standard for the people. That's Christ. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. That's a person. Behold, his reward is with him. That's his people. And his work before him. That's the redemption of his people. Verse 12 says, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. For how long? How long are they going to be called that? How long are they going to be called the redeemed of the Lord, the holy people of God, the sought out city that shall not be forsaken? How long? Forever. Eternal redemption is forever. Forever and ever, amen. Eternal redemption. In closing, go with me to Revelation 5. This is the end result for all of the redeemed in Christ. Every soul who has received faith in the redeeming blood of Christ alone. Verse 9, Revelation 5, verse 9, it says, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy. That old song that they used to sing was, I am worthy. We are worthy. But now they have a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Fell down and worshiped him. Worshiped him. You know what they were crying in their worship? Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. I will forever sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon.